The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says voters should expect the government to serve out its full term, with an election to be held between August and October. But at the same time, he's begun the false campaign, setting out the coalition's pitch for re-election. The federal opposition is continuing to press the government to announce its plans for changes to the tax system. But Mr. Turnbull says he won't apologise for the time the government is taking to consider its options. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister left the confines of Parliament House this morning to visit a successful defence industry business in Canberra, where he posed a series of questions to reporters.
The central issue this year, this election year, is going to be who is best able to lead Australia in this transition from the mining construction boom to the new economy? Who is best able to ensure that we promote investment, secure jobs, encourage technology, promote innovation? Who is best able to ensure that the success of this company, CEA, will be followed by the success of many others?
The reference to the election year drew a question in return about the timing of the poll and whether a double dissolution of both houses of parliament will be called if the Senate doesn't pass the bill to re-establish the Building and Construction Commission.
I'm urging the senators to pass the legislation, naturally, and I just say to you that while all constitutional options remain open, my expectation is, and my assumption is, that the election will be held in the normal way at the normal time, which is August, September, October this year.
The Leader of the House, Christopher Pyne, appeared to suggest a double dissolution election in July was more likely when he spoke to Channel 7 this morning.
And if they refuse to pass the government's legislation, it makes it very difficult for us not to go to the polls, because how else do we do the things we're elected for?
Although his message was somewhat more moderated during a lunchtime interview with Sky.
That's not to say that's the government's preferred option. It isn't. The preferred option of government is to serve the term. But even if there was an election in July, it's hardly an early election when the election's due in August, September anyway. So I think people should relax a bit.
So while the government's keeping all election options on the table, the Prime Minister's obviously seeking to bring together a series of policy threads to draw the political debate away from the sole focus on tax.
Technology, innovation, investment, infrastructure, open markets, all of those elements are being pulled into play by the government to support this successful transition to the new economy.
In question time, the Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen continued Labor's efforts to press the government to clarify its intentions on one aspect of tax reform in particular.
Prime Minister, the Treasurer has expressed a willingness to address excesses in negative gearing. Prime Minister, what are the excesses in negative gearing?
The Prime Minister referred the question on to the Treasurer, Scott Morrison.
We don't think it's excessive that policemen, that nurses, that paramedics, that school teachers, and that some two-thirds of those who have a taxable income of $80,000 and less invest in negative gearing, Mr. Speaker. We don't think that's excessive, but those opposite do.
Prime Minister, given the Treasurer has refused to outline to the House what the excesses are in negative gearing, will the Prime Minister outline to the House the government's views of the excesses in negative gearing?
There is one thing that the opposition does not have an excess of, and that is due diligence and care.
The Prime Minister also again refused to rule out changes to negative gearing, which would be retrospective. But the opposition leader Bill Shorten also expanded Labor's attack to the Prime Minister's former area of responsibility, the National Broadband Network.
The Prime Minister promised Australians that his second-rate copper NBN would be, and I quote, fast, affordable, sooner. Given that we now know that his second-rate copper NBN is slower than Labor's, has doubled in cost and won't be delivered when he promised, does the Prime Minister take responsibility for the fact that his NBN is actually slow, expensive and late?
The fact is that the NBN under its new management is meeting its targets. It will have services available in one in four Australian premises by the 30th of June, and it estimates that 2 years after that, in 2018, it will have services available in three out of four premises.
So while the tax system has dominated the political agenda of late, both sides are showing a willingness to run a much broader election campaign.
Naomi Woodley reporting.